Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And this morning we're visiting with Nancy Degner. And of course, she is with the Iowa Beef Association. Good morning with you, Nancy.
Good morning, LaVon.
Nancy, you are just always full of great information about beef and good food and eating. And you've been at this just a couple of years. I don't need to know how many, but you have lots of experience.
I do. We have lots of years of experience working for the cattle farmers of Iowa, and I'm pleased to work for them. And also have lots of research, almost as many years, as to how beef fits in a healthy diet.
And that's kind of where we want to put some emphasis today, because as I understand, there is some pretty new research that says protein is important and beef is great for a heart-healthy diet.
That's right. We, the beef industry, will be sponsoring a speaker, Dr. Mike Roussel, at the Iowa Dietetics Association annual meeting, and that will be November 1st and 2nd in the Des Moines area. And so that's part of what our checkoff is used for. One, we do some of our own research in terms of the nutrient value of beef and things like that, but we also work with other researchers who are totally independent, separate. And Dr. Roussel, his presentation is going to be on, this is really official now, the effects of a diet rich in lean beef on multiple risk factors for cardiovascular disease. So beef and an optimal diet, optimal lean diet, bold study. So really what it's all about is he actually did his PhD thesis on putting, there's a DASH diet, which has been, it's called DASH diet, I won't give you the, spell out the acronym, but the goal is to eat in a healthy way that you actually can reduce blood pressure. And so they substituted beef for some of the other proteins in it and found that it worked equally as well.
And that's really good news for the beef lovers. And there's lots of us around the country that want to see some beef on our plate often. So why and, you know, what else has this told us? What's going to be in his report? Sort of give us a preview.
Well, he's really going to go into the technical aspect of, you know, putting people on this study and measuring their good and bad cholesterol levels. What it tells us for the practical use is how do we enjoy beef in a healthy diet every day? And I can do that every day if I follow some basic guidelines. And the big issue, one of the biggest issues, is saturated fat. And so when we look at the saturated fat content of any food, fat is there in saturated, monounsaturated, and polyunsaturated. It's not all one type of those fatty acids. In beef, in reality, half of all the fat in beef is monounsaturated. And what is monounsaturated in? That's olive oil.
Mm-hmm, yeah, the stuff that we keep saying, yeah, you got to have some of this
in
your diet.
Yeah, some of this. So half of the fat in the beef that you eat is already of the healthy nature fat. And the saturated fat that is in beef, a third of that is actually what we call stearic acid. Again, it's another fatty acid, but it is the kind that's in chocolate. And or what it is the kind that's really neutral on blood cholesterol. So in reality, the amount of fat in beef is not all saturated, and we need to look at that a little differently. When we can't just lump it all as beef is bad because it has saturated fat.
So. And so we can make some choices of the kinds of beef that we use. We maybe aren't going to include that great big steak that's an inch and a half thick that covers the whole plate.
Yeah. Iowa's favorite steak.
Yeah. That, you know, when you go out to eat, people want this great big huge. Well, not
right.
Me. I don't want that. But a lot of people want the one that covers the whole plate, which is maybe a little overdoing. And I guess if you only do that, what, once or twice a year? Probably no big deal.
That's and I think we also need to look. I think of it as enjoying beef and a healthy diet is easy as 1, 2, 3, and we can probably add 4, 5, and 6 to it too. But number one is to choose a lean cut. If you want to eat it every day, we always have our special foods and our special occasions, so we're going to count those out just like you mentioned. But choosing a lean cut, and there are lots of lean cuts. We used to say there were 29 lean cuts. With our new cuts, as we create and pull the muscle structure apart on a beef carcass, we end up with more muscles that we've separated, and as we separate the fat from them, we end up with more lean cuts. So there are lots and lots of lean cuts out there, many of which are your favorite. T-bone is a lean cut. However, that's a portion, that's one, Maybe it's not the whole T-bone if you're really looking at implementing the recommendations.
How big, Nancy, is a 3-ounce portion? Most of us don't go to a restaurant and measure out 3 ounces. How big is 3-ounce piece
of
meat?
Well, we usually say three. When I'm talking 3 ounces, we're talking 3 ounces cooked.
Okay, and that makes a difference.
That's a big difference because if it's just plain lean meat, that's 4 ounces raw.
Okay.
Any quarter pounder that you find on a burger restaurant, if it says it's a quarter pounder, that means it was quarter pound raw. Because, we all want to perceive we get more for our money.
Sure.
And so those steaks on the menu, if it's a 10-ounce steak, it's probably, I figure, anywhere between 3/4 and 2/3 of the weight is lost as water and fat.
Okay.
Okay, so
that helps us.
We're back to, chisel and cut, trim the fat. We want to trim any excess fat. If we're serious about this, we want to trim that. And if you have, most of the beef in today's supermarkets has been really well trimmed. And so a lot of that's already done for us. And then we want to cook it right, and that means cook it in ways to reduce fat. We don't need to fry it. We can pan broil it, or we can grill it, or we can use ways to get some of that fat out. Then it goes to the moderate portion. That's number 3. Eat a moderate portion, and we were on the way of defining what that was. So most nutritionists recognize 3 ounces of cooked meat as a serving, as a portion. And so my plate guidelines, the new replacement for my pyramid, in general they say 5 to 7 ounces of lean protein a day. So in reality, that's easily 2 3-ounce servings, or that could be even to fit in the recommendations, that could be probably a 10-12-ounce steak that you've trimmed the fat, and then you're eating that probably 6-7 ounces of lean meat.
And then you have to think about the rest of the day, what you're going to eat for the rest of the day. So it's a kind of a big picture. It's not one kind of decision. You kind of need to look at the whole thing. And, when you get into the habit, it's not something you have to think about every day. But when you're making changes, you probably do have to think about it every day for a little while.
That's right. And what's really interesting is some of our research that we talked about on protein shows that protein, first of all, protein satisfies. And
yes,
it will stay with you longer. And for some people, that's an advantage. Some people, it's not. But if you're trying to lose weight or maintain weight, you don't want to be hungry all the time. And so the research shows that you're better off to maintain muscle mass, and this is important as we age, but to eat that protein breakfast, noon, and dinner instead of just at one meal.
Mm-hmm.
So we're better. In reality, some of the research shows that about 25 grams of protein, which is about what you get from that 3-ounce cooked serving morning, noon, night. And we're talking protein in general.
Right.
We're talking cottage cheese. We're talking dairy. We're talking all kinds of animal proteins carry some benefits because they have the correct amount of amino acids that our body needs.
Let's talk a little more about that satiety value. That's not a word that we use all the time, but you said, feeling satisfied, not feeling hungry in, a half an hour.
Right.
That satiety value. What does beef do? How does beef contribute to that?
Well, I think protein in general probably takes a little bit longer to be digested. And so it stays in our stomach or our system a little longer, and we don't get the it's kind of like you eat a high sugar snack or something and boom, it's gone.
It's
just, you don't have it. But protein has the same amount of calories as an equal amount of carbohydrates, but it just, digestibility is a little bit longer and it does stay around and make you feel fuller.
Okay.
And that limits your wanting to eat right away.
One just final thing here. We usually think when we talk about heart healthy, we're talking about cholesterol, but some of this research, I guess, also relates to blood pressure. So that's something we can follow up with, Nancy. The main point here is that beef contributes to a healthy diet.
That's right. And we also talked about the importance of using that beef to enhance and increase the amount of fruits and vegetables in your diet.
Yes, the total plate.
That's right. That's what we're really all about.
Well, we need to visit again, Nancy, maybe after you have your presentation, you'll have more details and get some reactions from the folks that hear that.
We'll look forward to doing that.
Okay. Thank you so much to Nancy Degner with the Iowa Beef Council. And until next time, here is a thought. You may not have saved a lot of money in your life, but if you've saved a lot of heartaches for other folks, you are a rich person.